From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now we're going to look at a critical part of America's war strategy in Afghanistan. U.S. and NATO troops are working to improve the lives of Afghan civilians, helping them with everything from schools to agriculture. That's a cornerstone of the military's counterinsurgency strategy. Winning the war depends on winning the support of the people. NPR's Rachel Martin is in Afghanistan. She's been traveling throughout the country to see some of these projects. What's harder to see is whether Afghans are being won over by the good works. Rachel joins me now from the NATO base outside Mazar-i-Sharif in the northern part of the country. Rachel, you're up north now, but earlier you were in the southern part of Afghanistan where you saw some of these projects that the military is working on. Tell me a little bit about what you saw.
Well, Michelle, much of what we saw really was positive. We saw a lot of markets and bazaars full of fresh fruits and vegetables. We also saw a brand new courthouse that has been built in the provincial capital of Helmand province. It has yet to open, but there is this fancy new building there that U.S. forces are hoping gives the impression of progress. And we also saw an experimental farm in the provincial capital of Lashkargah. And it's worth pointing out, though, that I am traveling on a NATO press tour, so we are seeing what they want us to see. And they are trying very hard to paint a positive picture. Just yesterday, I spoke with Major General Richard Mills. He's the head of U.S. and NATO forces in Helmand. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
We have reached a turning point, a tipping point, in which the majority of the people of this province will actively support the government of Afghanistan.
So he's confident, but did you get the sense that there is that support among the people?
Well, when I was in Lashkargah, the capital of Helmand province, I spoke with a farmer named Janad Kool, and he's been very pleased with the help that he's been able to get with his vegetable farm, learning new techniques from NATO forces and U.S. forces who are trying to empower local farmers how to make the most of their crops. But when I asked him about security, he told me that there is still a very significant Taliban presence. They still intimidate and attack the local population. But he blamed it on U.S. coalition forces. He said that in his mind, the only reason the Taliban are making trouble is because the Americans are fighting them. If the U.S. leaves, he says, the Taliban would stop their aggression. And then another younger farmer chimed in and said, if U.S. forces stay or go, it doesn't affect the lives of the people. At this point, it really doesn't matter. Now, that's a problem because any kind of ambivalence like that is the death knell of a counterinsurgency campaign. U.S. and NATO forces need these people to care and to care enough to stand up to the Taliban and support the very fragile Afghan government and the security forces. And, Michelle, this is a disconnect that I've seen in other parts of the country as well. U.S. forces saying that the tide is beginning to turn, while many Afghans feeling very despondent, as ever, after 9 years of war.
Rachel, now that you're up north in the country near Mazar-i-Sharif, is there a different situation there, a different landscape?
Well, this is usually the biggest area of stability in Afghanistan. For a long time, this has been a very secure place. But there have been some setbacks recently, more Taliban activity, and that has been chronicled in a new UN report. It was released today, tracking the number of civilian casualties and deaths. And that number overall for the whole country is up by 31% this year. But, you know, it's important to note that this is not because of actions on behalf of the U.S. or NATO forces. The uptick, in large part, is blamed on an increase in Taliban activity, especially here in the north. There has been an increase in Taliban assassinations and civilian attacks. This has been something that U.S. and NATO forces have made a priority for the past year, obviously something that they continue to pay a great deal of attention to.
Rachel, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Rachel Martin speaking to us from Afghanistan.